It's 88.5 KCS, and this is exciting. We have FFS joining us today, both Ron and Russell Mayle, as well as Alex Kapranos from two bands that we love at KCS, and Franz Ferdinand and Sparks. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
I guess the story begins with Alex, much like myself, being a huge fan of Sparks. But unlike myself, you're too young to have known them from the beginning. You discovered them somewhere in the early 90s?
Sure, yeah. I think that was about the time I heard them. It was around about the time of Gratuitous Sax and Senseless Violins. But the first song I heard was an old 45 of Amateur Hour, and I loved it and went out and bought everything I could of the band and discovered that, yeah, they were an active band making new music, and that was the album at the time. And yeah, I loved them. And yeah, had a big impact on our band as well. When Franz Ferdinand got together, one of the first songs we tried to play together was Achu from Propaganda.
So clearly, you know, a band you take to heart, and then a connection gets made on a personal level. What's the story of how we got together?
Also a musical level in a way, too, because we heard Take Me Out without really knowing anything about the band, and it was right when that first kind of got released, and we really loved that record. It was, you know, it was one of those singles that is a different combination of things than just the formulaic kind of music that you usually hear. And then just soon after that, we, you know, people kind of assume that we're hermits and are out of touch with all of musical reality in some way. But we read an NME article, and there was an interview early on with the guys in France, and so they casually mentioned in the article there, you know, that they had some appreciation of what we had done. So obviously, the first thing we had to do was figure out how to contact them, you know, and so. They were in Los Angeles at the time, staying in a hotel in Hollywood, and we got together. There was no kind of plan as this leading to anything or anything. It was just a social thing, and we felt a kinship with them. But at the end of the conversation, the usual line that every band gives to another band, "Hey, we should do something together someday," was the way that the conversation was finished. And, you know, everybody was in agreement, but then you're in agreement when any band says that to any band, you know. So, but this was actually something. It couldn't happen right at that time because they were kind of exploding, and we were busy as well. But the circumstances kind of came together later on.
You get the run around from him, the run around from her, the run around, around, around. You get the put you down from him, the put you down from her, the always, always put you down. You get the shake you down from him, the shake you down from her, the always, always shake you down. Get you the pines and go to the open door. Get right to the point and there's the door. Tell everybody to piss off. Take this. crystal ball, I see a future free for all, where football and cheap alcohol has shot me to the core. I'll enjoy each minute, so I'll add to my portfolio of epithets and Cheerios that never fail to score. I want to fantasize,
I want to fantasize,
but the essential parts are never there.
I want to socialize,
I want to socialize,
but then I look around and just don't care.
I want to harmonize,
I want to harmonize,
but all the voices sound beyond repair. Get to the point and point to the open door.
And then...
then we bumped into each other on the street in San Francisco. This is, what, a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Now? Yeah. And so I was...
this is kismet here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Fate brought us together. Yeah. Fate and my bad sense of direction and a broken tooth. I'd broken a tooth in Uruguay, as you do. And
sure.
Yeah, and I found
you're
myself...
about the fifth person that told us that story.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, I know. It happens to everybody, doesn't it? And so I'd ended up in San Francisco, desperately in need for a dentist, and our tour manager put us in touch with Huey Lewis's dentist, again, as you do, as everybody does.
Sure, go-to guy for dentistry.
And I was lost walking up and down the street because I have a terrible sense of direction in downtown San Francisco, walking up and down, and then I heard this voice behind me saying, Alex, is that you? And I turned around. It was Ron and Russell. And so, yeah, we got chatting. And they were
you, of course, holding your mouth.
Exactly, exactly. And, yeah, they said, so what are you doing in town? I'm going to see Hugh Lewis's dentist. Oh, well, we're playing a show tonight. Why don't you come down? So went down to the show. We were hanging about afterwards. And again, the conversation turned to, why don't we do something together? And like Ron says, that conversation often happens with bands. But this time we kind of thought, no, let's make it happen. Let's make sure it does happen. And this time, songs started going back and forth, but much more rapidly. And it just seemed to explode quite quickly this time. And yeah, maybe it's kismet, maybe the timing was right, but it just seemed to happen and seemed to be the right moment.
It must be fun on one level, but then really satisfying as artist on the other, to go for something like this, you know, kind of a kindred spirit, a mutual respect for each other, but then to actually see it's working on a creative level.
Right. Well, that was the most important thing, because I think once you get past the initial, the conceptual thing, oh, these two bands working together, then the only way it's going to really have any kind of traction is if there's something musically there that then can follow through the story of, well, isn't it cool that those two bands decided right. to work together? And so that was the one thing we both bands really wanted to ensure would be there, was that there was a really solid album of material, and so that then it could be taken on another, you know, beyond just the, not gimmick value, but just that idea of these two bands.
Concept, then execution.
Yeah, exactly. Girl, come on and give me a ring.
How did the melding of the minds really start to take hold? Was it in melodies? Was it in song ideas? Where did it really take off?
It's funny you talk about those differences, because there's something that over the whole process we didn't really notice. And one of the things I've always loved about Sparks is how, although they're definitely an LA band and that's their background, it's where they've come from, they seem like a band that's almost placeless. Like, you can't really place them. They don't really belong to one continent or one specific set of ideas that have a geographical base. And that's something that appealed to us as well as a band, because although we're from Scotland and feel, you know, proud of our Scottish roots, we feel that we draw from many places as well. And also, like you were saying, the sound of the two bands are quite different from each other. And maybe the arrangements that we've had are quite different, but what we do share is a love of pop music, but a desire to make pop music in an unconventional way, in a way that's not predictable, in a way that's going to surprise you. And I think that core goal is what united us together when we were making the record. It was, yeah, let's, how can we do this? How can we surprise each other? And how can we do something that keeps the identity of both bands, but maybe sounds like something new? And that was really the goal all along, I think.
How did you find those songs starting to take a life of their own?
At least for us, I'm kind of insecure as a songwriter, and so we've never really collaborated with anybody in a direct way, just because being in a room with somebody is something that shuts me down. I just don't know what you do. I play, you know, you play an F, and then what should I play next, you know? And so the situation actually of being 6,000 miles apart was something that really worked to the advantage, at least from my conception of this working as a collaboration, where you didn't really have to care direct. You know, obviously you care when the other person hears it, but when you're actually doing it, you could kind of screw around and make mistakes and somebody wouldn't be kind of looking at their watch saying, God, this, you know, I thought this guy was really smooth, you know, and so working in that way, even though it sounds like it's a more distant way, really I think worked to just the creative outcome of the project.
You were able to be comfortable in what your individual sensibilities and approaches were, whereas serving the songs became the common goal.
You said it in a much shorter and better way. Yes.
Collaborations don't work. They don't work. They don't work. Collaborations don't work. They don't work. They don't work. Collaborations don't work. They don't work, they don't work. I'm gonna do it all by myself. I'm gonna do it all by myself.
Collaborations don't work. They don't work, they don't work. Collaborations don't work. They don't work, they don't work. Collaborations don't work. They don't work, they don't work. I'm gonna do it all by myself. I'm gonna do it all by myself. Mozart didn't need a little haiku jar.
You discover them underneath your covers. Collaborations don't work, delaying your vacations. To sundry charting nations, to seek some affirmation. Collaborations don't work, a colon or a comma. And then a trono drama, bring in the Dalai Lama. Where is this damn thing going? Where is this going? Someone tell me.
Starlight, rub off on me. Star bright, rub off on me.
Where is this damn thing going? Where is this going? Someone tell me.
They don't work, they don't work. Collaborations don't work. They don't work, they don't work. Collaborations don't work. They don't work, they don't work. I'm gonna do it all by myself. I'm gonna do it all by myself. Collaborations don't work. They don't work, they don't work. Collaborations don't work. They don't work, they don't work. Collaborations don't work. They don't work, they don't work. I'm gonna do it all by myself. I'm gonna do it all by myself.
When you first discovered you appreciated each other's music, did you then further discover other artists that informed both of your sensibilities that you perhaps said, here's an idea?
There was no one else, was there?
No, we never had
who
those.
Who else is there?
Nope. We never had those kind of sensible discussions about
references.
No references in music or in arts or in books or anything. It's just a feel, you know, that you feel that you're on the same wavelength as somebody or not, and we knew each other's music, and that was kind of enough, you know. And also the choice of the producer, John Congleton, you know, different producers were brought up, and all of us wanted it to be a producer that wasn't linked to the past. I mean, all of us have worked with great producers, and they're still doing great things, but we wanted somebody that could bring kind of a placelessness in a certain sense to this project, where somebody maybe that had a more established kind of way of working wouldn't. And so John was able to kind of become a part of the process really, really naturally. And also just the idea of using a producer. Russell and I haven't used an outside producer in quite a long time, but it seemed like there needed to be this makes it sound horrible, but a referee in some sense, you know, somebody has the final say in even kind of small decisions.
How do you manage 6,000 miles, two bands coming together as one?
So far, we're just, you know, we're really happy with what we've done to this point. And I mean, we're taking it to the next stage of touring together over the next, all over the summer. We're going to be playing pretty extensively all over Europe and in Japan, and there's plans even, I believe, to come to the States towards the end of the November-ish.
That's basically
what
I was.
So we're hoping that gets together as well. But the European things are all in Japan are all together. So even going to that next step of saying, well, we want the rest of the world to be able to see this live was another big step that no one had discussed in the beginning. And so with that in mind, we're taking it all seriously as this new entity.
We wish you the best. The FFS is not only the name of the band, it's the name of the album. Congratulations. It's a great album.
Thank you.
It's good to see that, you know, something that was born of real respect for each other, reach such sterling results, and that we get to share it with everyone. It's FFS live on KCSN. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.